Amen. Praise the Lord. Feel good this morning? Well, he's truly great and he's wonderful. The way he was talking about that sick out here a while ago, I'll have to be around here somewhere, won't I? Amen. I told those fellas that's coming that go ahead and preach if you want to. Some places they're not even allowed. They just sing, you know. They got organizations and they go to fellowships and they go to different places. And I sent word to them to preach and see that people get saved and so forth. And I'm going to try to help some of them during that time somehow. They'll be singing here and we'll maybe have an altar call and we'll work it out somehow. But you want to get behind them in prayer. And I told him the night that I had off, I told him to really tell the people to get the tickets, get behind them. And every one of you, get behind them all your heart. And you pray and God will do some good, you know. Just the people that sit in those seats are feeling something they've never felt before. Just being around where there's so much of the Spirit of God is moving. Some of those people, they just have dead, dry church. They don't even go to church anywhere. They just have radio church. Maybe they listen to music and so forth like that. But they don't forget. And God has a reason. It's a witness and a powerful witness. Jesus, when he walked, there was so much anointing. Virtue went from his body. So much power on him. There was a witness whether they liked it or not. They got a witness from him. Amen. It's Corden how to use that witness. The Pharisees could feel it and know something was there, but see, you have to use it right. You have to be positive about it. Lord, we love you this morning. Touch each one of the people here, Lord, and your saints and the elect of God. Touch them in the hearts. Guide them, Lord. And take all the stress and strain that they have this morning and increasing their faith by revelation and power in your word. And guide them in the days ahead, Lord. Maybe pitfalls in every direction. You never know. And Lord, we know that you're going to be with them through it or whatever it is, Lord. Be with thy people. Inspire the new ones this morning to feel that precious anointing that money cannot buy. And yet you've given to those that have faith to feel this presence and this power that's going to change this mortal body. Oh, amen. Someday eternal life coming to us. Potentially, we have it by faith now. Give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Okay. Go ahead and be seated. You know, Wednesday night, we had such a film, I couldn't hardly get finished. We televised it, and probably some of you may have not been here. And we televised the film, and then I noticed I left one subject off because I was going over. So we come back, and we've been working on that, too, and I come back and put some more in there. It's about some other a type subject that was important, and I come back and filmed it. So you'll see something that you didn't see when I was filming there. We're working on that, and we had a Wednesday night. It just kind of covered everything. The Lord really moved there. Now this morning, we're going to take a little time here and see what the Lord has for us. Now, you begin to expect in your heart. You begin to believe in your heart. And the Lord will work and move on your life. You know, from one service to next, and no matter what it is, you'll have a need of some kind. Somebody will contact you. Somebody may ask you to pray for them, or something may happen on the job, or something may happen to you. But from one service to next, always be expecting, because you don't know what time you're going to have to use that faith. Amen? Okay, God is working continually. He's working continually to save now, working continually to heal and to deliver the people. And some people get the feeling, they wonder, will I ever have a future? Do I ever have a future? You won't unless you have the Lord Jesus. How many of you believe that? Your future is the Lord Jesus. Man is not your future. Science is not your future. This world is not your future. Only the Lord Jesus is the future. And the moment that you get him in your heart, you're futuristic with him and eternal life is right at your doorstep. Amen. And you know what? When you have peace and you have rest in your heart and you believe that in your heart, that is a sign of salvation. That is the evidence that salvation has come into your heart. If it's not so in your heart like it should be, then reach on in. He's got wells of salvations and draw out that power and have that peace with your salvation because there's a sign. And if it is not where it should be, then get in deeper with the Lord and deeper in praising the Lord. And we're living in a time that all things are possible both ways. We see out in science, we see in the world, it seems like they can do almost anything they want. But God said all things are possible with him too, that goes way beyond that. Some things medical science can't do at all. Other things that science can't do at all. But with the Lord, all things are possible. It doesn't make any difference what man says. It doesn't make any difference or what they do, that the things with God are possible. And every service now that you come to, if you know how to regulate your prayer life, if you know how to believe what I'm preaching, you can get a special touch in every service. Yeah, some people, they go to church and say, well, you know, you get what you put out of it. How many of you know what your heart puts in it and how you believe God? Some may not get as much as others out of it because they don't put as much in when they believe the Lord. But in these services, I can't help but to believe that everybody will receive something spiritually or physically, or somehow God will move on their life there. Launch out Get on out with the Lord. There's an activity of faith. That means there's a faith that's constantly on the move, constantly believing the Lord. Constantly. It's like an intercession. An intercession is lived to be quite old too many times in the Bible, it is, through there. And it's activity of faith. Always, then when you need faith, you've got faith and you've got the power of faith launching out. And then there's what they call the rest of faith. Then there's a ground of faith, rooted and grounded in power. And the rest of faith, which brings that rest when you can find it no other where, and nobody can give it to you, but that rest will come to from the Lord. And the world that we have, there's no patience, seems like. Neurotic, psycho, every which way you look, something is happening. From 1 week to the next on the news, you see all kinds of murderings, all kinds of everything going on. Frightful type of age for some people. But you can always turn to the faith of rest. That means in your heart, you are assuring yourself that God has given you the rest that you need. It will come from the Lord. It does not come from the world. It does not come out of a bottle, and it does not come out of a pill, and it doesn't come from you just personally yourself, but you must work with yourself, and then God will work with you, and you will have the rest of the Spirit. How many of you believe that? And this, of any time of the age that people need the rest of faith, that faith brings, and the power of God promised, we are living in a time like no other time in the world with such activity that's going on, that you need that rest. And that faith that it will give you, that'll keep you balanced and constant in the Lord there. And it's a living reality. Now, here's some scriptures. They're a living reality, and they work. And the Bible said in one place, have the faith of God. You know, Satan, he'll come to you and say, you'll never have any future with the Lord. You'll never have, that's what you think. Amen. The more tests, the more trials, the more the future with God is if you know how to stand on your feet. Amen. I remember the early part of my ministry, in fact, before my ministry, how the test of how the trials would come to me. It seemed the more of them there was, it seemed later, the more blessings I got from God. It's always worked that way. Finally, just move on in such a way you wonder if you're going to face another trial. You will. Amen. It'll come your way. But God is really great. You're on the mountaintop sometimes. You're down sometimes. I get letters from all over the United States different times. And just rejoicing. Most of the letters that's been on my list are rejoicing, but they have other people write me. And then sometimes they may have something that happened in the family or something, relative or something, you know, and rejoicing. But people write from all over the country, and you can tell by their writing in there that rejoicing, they need the power, they need the faith, they need all of these things. How many of you believe that? And from the letters, I know the test, they'll get tested, and they'll write about their test sometime, then they'll write later how God gave them the victory. Amen. We see it over and over. So with a test, in the trials, and at the end of the age, everyone that's going to make it to heaven, everybody that's going to be translated is going to have some test or some trial that's to face them. So letters all over the country. Sometimes, you know, it's a mystery. Maybe they don't even understand it. But by and by, we see how God moves and how God brings something together. And for its good. Listen to this. Satan, he will try to discourage you. And he will try to break your heart. He will try it in every way. And yet Jesus says, I will give you peace. Peace I leave with you. Peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth unto you. Now, why do you say that? Peace I give you. It stays with you. You've got it all the time if you want it. But the world, the peace that the world gives you in a moment of something that might entertain you or something you might do, that only lasts for a moment. It's gone. But the peace I give unto you lasts forever. Now, take advantage of that. It'll always be there if you want it. But the peace of the world comes and it goes. But God is steady. He is right there. He neither comes nor goes. He's everywhere. Ooh, praise God. And if you're unhappy and so forth like that, Jesus said, I will give you joy. That my joy might remain. In other words, it's up to you if you want the joy to remain in your heart. And if you need healing, by whose stripes you are healed, you see. Ask and you shall receive. He has got the human body and the people and the churches. He's got them cornered in His Word. They can't howl in the world. He said, I'm not a man that I should lie. But what I have said, I'll make good. But also you make good with your faith. Also you make good with what I've told you to do. And I will make good, saith the Lord. So, there's no way they can overlook all those promises in the Bible. They must just close the Bible up and seal it up and lock it up. Because if you know how to read that Bible from the very beginning, He was talking about, I will take all sickness from the midst of thee. He was talking about, He would take oppression from you and give you peace. All the way up through the prophets, the Old Testament, into Isaiah, and all the way out up to Jesus. And Jesus, He fulfilled everything and spoke about in a way that they could see it right upon them. And the New Testament was written and so forth there. So He'll take an unhappiness and give you joy. If you're tired and you're weary, He said, come unto me, all you that labor, and you're heavy laden, and He kind of bear you down, pulls you down. He said, I'm going to give you rest, and I will do it. And if you're lonely, He will give you companionship. Now, when you get with the Lord, now look how many lonely nights Paul had to spend by himself. often watches, you know, no one, just himself there. And in the Bible, the prophets in the wilderness and so forth like that. And you talk about companionship. If you get along with the Lord, let me tell you, you've got company. Because he generally has some angels with him. Amen. And you've got company in there. And he encampeth around about those that really love the Lord. You'll have companionship. Sometimes people are older today and they live alone, you know. Sometimes all by themselves. And if you ever get to thinking I'm all alone, turn on one of those cassettes for a while and see if that room ain't flooded with some power and comfort in there. It'll take care of that. God's there in that anointing, see. And it doesn't matter. If you're fearful of the future, Jesus is going to give you life eternal. You'll never have to worry. God's going to wipe away all tears. He's going to do anything and everything that you want him to. And you can get a special blessing. Now, here, let me just see. In the Bible, how he would say and how he would bless. And how he would do, he said, I will help thee, in Isaiah 41:10. I will strengthen thee. And he said, then he said, I will uphold thee. And he said, I will hold thine hand. In other words, I'll reach right out there and stay right with you. I will not forget, he said, and I will comfort. Some people think God's forgot. He hadn't forgotten one of his promises. I will forgive, he said, and then I will restore, he says here. I will be your God. I will put my spirit within you. I will manifest myself. Amen. How many of you believe that? It is yours. All of it's already been given. It's been handed out. The healings, the miracles, whatever you need from the Lord, it's been handed out to you. Somebody said, oh, I'm deep in debt. He said, I've got a 100-fold blessing for you if you know how to receive it. How many of you believe that? Oh, I'm so weighted down with all these bills. I'm so weighted down on every side. How can I praise the Lord? That's when you're supposed to praise the Lord. And you don't stop when you get out of it. You continue to praise the Lord. Amen. How many of you believe it? That's exactly right. He's got a blessing. He's got a blessing for every curse of sickness and a blessing for everything that comes up against you. He's got something to stand up against it, an antidote, and even more than what you've ever seen. God's promises are true. Let every man be a liar, he said, but let God's promises be true. And I will manifest myself to you. I will heal you. I will help you. I will strengthen you. I will guide you. I will instruct you. How much more do you want? I will give you knowledge. I will give you wisdom. But, you know, you can't just think upon that and walk around, you know, and go about your daily life some other direction. You've got to bring that into your life. It has to become a daily living part of your life. And you begin to walk, and there's two of you walking there. It's you, and it's God walking in the Spirit. How many of you believe that? I really believe at the end of the age that we live in, that the church is actually going to walk in the Spirit. Now, some people say, well, we're not quite there yet. All the powers here, yes, amen. God's give the anointing there. Moses was way earlier than the people that received. In fact, some of them never did really receive until Joshua took them on over in there. But the anointing at the end is going to cause the very elect of God, those that really believe in that translation and going out, they're going on home with the Lord. He is going to cause a great unity, and they are going to literally walk in the Spirit of God. Now, he's going to help them because he's going to thicken that anointing up. He's going to make it so strong that you're going to see it coming and going in glimpses of glory. He's coming on in. He's moving in his clouds. See, Solomon's temple, he pulled that in, and his glory was rolling. He said, the works I do in the New Testament shall you do also. And the book of Revelation seen him coming in clouds of glory because the glory clouds full run him. We've even had pictures of it in here. Amen. And they've had pictures of the glory of God and the power of God. It is as real and more real than you are sitting right in there because you are a created being and he's eternal. So the church moving will walk in that cloud. He'll thicken it. The power of faith will get stronger and more powerful. And he'll begin to give more confidence to that church. Right in the midst of any persecution or any kind of thing that moves against that church, he's going to move in there with his cloud. And when he does, he's going to unite. And you're going to feel something that you've never felt before. It's going to gear you and put you right together. And that can get so strong and so powerful, it's going to ignite this body. And this body's going to change, and then it can't stay here. It defies gravity, and it goes up and meets the Lord. That is, you say, is that our future? That's where you're going. If you love Jesus, you're moving right on in that. You know, today, in the churches today, they have some of the preaching, you know, and I don't want to criticize anybody that's really preaching the gospel, but they're making it too easy for people. You know, they repent a little bit and they say a little bit there, but there is no real power to break that down to where the anointing of the Holy Ghost is in their life. And therefore, after many times they make a profession or confession to the Lord, it's not very much longer. They don't know what to do, and they're just sitting in there where it's kind of dead in there. But once you confess and you have salvation, Lord, allow your faith to go as deep as you want to go with the Lord. Have the Lord guide you in there. And that's what we need today. There's too much of this easy stuff going on. They go into church, you know, and they make it so easy for them to be involved with the Lord. You know, they can hardly... No, what we need is not a watered-down gospel. That isn't going to do you any good. Why would you want to take a shortcut to nowhere? Amen. You come right through with that word. You may not like a message like this, but I'll tell you one thing. It's going to get you to heaven, and a lot of people are going to wake up in the wrong place. Water it down. Keep it strong. Keep it powerful so that at the time of need, that when God, when you need something, you've got him right there. Besides that, it said it's like a snare. It's going to take over the world pretty soon. And you need this strong, powerful faith. It'll be too late when the delusion comes in there because you have nothing to go up against it. So what we need is the old-fashioned type where Jesus would preach that gospel and he'd turn around and said, what happened to that bunch there? They're all gone. And he'd preach and he'd turn around and he'd say, boy, he said a thousand of them people was fed over there. Where'd they go to? And pretty soon he looked around. At one time he preached so powerful before he's crucified and told so many revelations that he looked around and only the disciples were standing there. Where was the thousands of? Where'd they go to? He began to revelate before he went to the cross. Amen. Public opinion turned on him because the same words as that New Testament, if you preach it right, boy, it'll scatter jump. I mean, it's like somebody fired a gun at him. Amen. But it's a real truth. And he looked around and they said, well, where can we go? This is eternal life right here. And it's only the 12 at that time. Teaching you something about the real true preaching of the gospel of Jesus Christ. That don't mean you're not going to have great crowds or God's not going to bless you. But many times you'll just look around in the small things. God's there. Amen. How many of you believe that? But you have to go. At the end of the age, I believe he's going to really bring in his real people when they get them together and unite. And you talk about a real powerful thunder and powerful things from the Lord. That's when it's going to take place there. So in so many ways today, I will guide you, I will instruct you, I will heal you, I will help you, I will fill you full of my spirit, I will save you, I will restore you, I will give you wisdom, I will give you knowledge. What in the, and it goes on and on and on and on, eternal life. What in the world? You must believe with all of your heart and begin to expect. Now, God works, it said here, continually. There's not a time that God don't work. His activity of faith, he is moving 24 hours a day. Somebody's being healed right now, probably in my mailing list where my prayer cloths are going or some other body that prays for the sick that really believes God, but he's moving all over the world. And why not just get healed here? Amen again. Amen. We see many miracles on the platform when we pray like that. And he works miracles. The last 3 or 4 Sunday nights, we've seen a great and powerful miracles. Now, I want you to all stand to your feet. I'm going to do this morning because I haven't done it for a while. And sometimes some people can't get on this platform here. And if you need salvation, you don't have to worry about how many's in the line. Just get in the line. If you need salvation this morning and you want to give your heart to Lord Jesus, this is the time to give your heart to him. Never in the history of the world have we been to such a place as we're sitting now. I mean, it is where you can see practically the coming of the Lord. You can see that it's not long. It's no time to be on the other side of the fence. It's time to get in where Jesus is at and stay in there. So if you need salvation, you just let me touch you and pray for you and watch what happens. And you believe in your heart. This message is a little short, so we will add a later night prayer line for your benefit. I'm going to pray for people tonight. We're going to believe God. And if you're expecting, you believe in your heart. And you have faith in your heart. You have a miracle on your hand, but you've got to believe in your heart. And you have to expect in there. Now, tonight, if you need salvation, if you need healing or whatever you need, I'm going to pray for the sick. And if you're new here tonight, you got back trouble, a cancer, or stomach trouble, mental problems, oppression, tumors, vertebrae, any kind of sickness, asthma, any kind of allergies, it makes no difference. And you're new here tonight and you want to be prayed for, we're not going to televise. I want you to come right over here and I'm going to greet you, shake your hand, and we're going to agree together that God gives you a miracle. Come on out there and believe the Lord tonight. If any of you are new and you want to get prayed for, just come on across here right now. It says, come boldly to the throne of God in the hour of need. Amen. And he'll do it for you. I know turning from that film, you're probably in a state of watching it. But Jesus said, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee. I am the Lord that will take all sickness from the midst of thee. All things are possible to him that acteth upon my word and what I have said. Amen. Now, if there's any of the rest of you here that's suffering from the church here and you haven't been prayed for, I want you to get in the line over here. And you haven't been able to get in there and you have pains and you're suffering, come over here and get in the line here. Amen. Praise the Lord. Now, you can go ahead and be seated. It takes a little bit to get out of the other film into the healing over here. You have to really move to do it too. All right, you want to come over here? And the rest of you in your line there? Now, I'll give you a little while longer. If you're really suffering now, and you have any allergies or any kind of a pain or back problems, any incurable disease inside of you, we'll wait a little bit, then they'll close the line off there. Lord bless your heart. What would you like Jesus to do for you?
Well, I'd like a good job, a good wife, and a good church. I'd like God to make me whole, and most of all, to be a real person with him.
All right. Amen. He wants a good job, and he wants the Lord to move for him and other things, family and so forth like that. and we're going to move. Now, the anointing is very powerful, and it's up to you to begin to accept it in your heart and to begin to believe the Lord. Maybe perhaps some of you in the audience have some of these same things, and we'll believe right now. Now, remember, if you need salvation, don't fail to get in that line. The door is still open, but who knows? Soon it will be shut. Lord, touch him right now. Move. Let him feel the anointing in Jesus' name. Drive out all of this oppression. Drive out all these things that weighed him down. Lighten him up right now. Woo, praise God. And the family and the job that he spoke about, let him receive it in Jesus' name. Oh, you're going to feel him. He is really potent and powerful. How does that feel now?
Thank you, Lord. I give God the praise and the glory.
That is good. Give the Lord a hand clap. Praise the Lord. You get a spiritual blessing, too, up here besides healing.
I don't know. I wrote you a letter, and I don't know if you had a chance to read it, Brother Frisbee, but I'm going through a lot of problems, personal, family. And I just want you to...
Just all his family problems? Okay. Okay. Lord, touch him in the family problems in the name of the Lord Jesus, and let him feel thy anointing. Help him in other things that I discern, Lord. Amen. Right now. Touch him. Let him get a deeper grip, and more things will come to pass. These things will thwart your faith. Move right now. Oh, praise God. Praise God. Get the spiritual blessings and deliverance of God completely. Woo, praise God. Give the Lord a hand clap. All of it's yours. Woo, all of it is yours now. He's moving for you. All you just adapt to this and keep it. You feel good now?
Oh, yes.
You go on now. Get in there. Get right in there with him there. Now, we'll get some cases maybe. Probably perhaps you're sick. You want something the Lord to do for you?
Yeah, I need a healing. I'm going to the doctor Thursday about something's wrong inside.
Something wrong inside here? All right, let's pray and see if there's not a change instantly. So that'll boost your faith and let you know that he's working on you. Many times up here, people come up here. I mentioned it once in a great while. But he'll do a little something. They can tell it. See, different than the other ministries have got. And as soon as they note that, they reach on out with their faith. And that's what sets their faith loose. So we're going to pray and believe God. There isn't anything. We watch him create stuff in there. And they go x-ray it and it's there. He's great. He's your great creator. He loves you, and if you don't think he knows all about you, he knew millions of years before you got here when you'd arrive. He's infinite. Oh, Lord. Now, right now, Jesus, and anybody in the audience that have any pains or something wrong with their side, Lord, I command to heal everybody that has this problem in the audience. Everybody that's got any pains at all in their stomach or on their sides. And I command it to go from this woman. Reach down on her sides and touch her, Lord God, with thy power. Woo! Amen. Loosen from the pain. Let all of the feeling come back, Lord. Let her be a new woman in thy creation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Let her rest there a minute. She can get back up here and give feeling in her side again. Now, feel your side. What's happening to you?
It's going away.
It's going away. Come up here. Let me get it. It happened just as I told her. She had no feeling on that side, but now... She said, it's going away and something is happening. Now, Holy Spirit of Jesus, inside of her now, Lord, allow the power of her faith to get powerful. And as she testifies and praises you, she has a miracle. God, ooh, how do you feel now? Feel that side there. Good. Now, is the swelling go out of it too? Feel it. See? It's great, isn't it? Amen. Give the Lord a hand clap. All right. What would you like Jesus to do for you?
Well, I'm having some physical problems. There's some things going on that I've just started getting involved in that leads me to believe that I need the Holy Spirit to come into my life and guide me through this. Several of my friends and I have started a new business, and we're, at least I know I am, I'm very worried, I'm scared, because see, when you take a step like this, you're depending on more than just yourself.
And you give a sermon this morning, you wouldn't hear. It'd been a nice one for that stepping out business. Okay, in business and all this. He has his problems and things he wants to be prayed about. And I want God to give him the courage to see him through it. No matter which way and what happens, we'll give him the answer. God will give him the knowledge and wisdom, too, to get out of it or whatever he wants to do. And see him through this. Jesus, oh, the omnipotent one. Wow. Knoweth all things, Lord. And knows this is a one that's crying out now for help. He wants help, Lord. Help him in all of this business and problems. And he knows the Holy Spirit is the only thing that can guide him out of it. Let the Holy Spirit come upon him, inside of him. Light him up, Lord. And let him feel the power of my faith all over him, inside of him, Lord. Guiding him right now. Here he comes. In Jesus' name. Woo, praise God, praise God, praise God. Give him the courage, Lord, to face all things that comes his way.
Oh,
Jesus. Oh, man, he said. Isn't that powerful? You ever get anything like that? Wait a minute here. Let him get to himself here. Man can't stand much more of that, can he? How do you feel now?
Ooh, bright. Bright lights. Yeah.
He's bright, isn't he? Did he blank you out there? Bright you out there?
Yeah.
Yeah. Light come on him. Give the Lord a hand clap. You see? He wanted the Holy Spirit, and I mean, it's over that way. Praise God. It can really light up around here. All right. What do you want Jesus to do?
My teeth have bothered me real bad. And I want my back, my sides to hear healed, and my eyes to be strengthened.
All right. Jesus, touch his teeth right now. Heal. Work a miracle, Lord. Now touch his back and let him feel your power. In the name of the Lord Jesus, how great thou art. Now, just there it is. The anointings. Anybody can take it by faith. And you'll have it in Jesus' name. All the people in the audience, if you have any back problems lately, if you've got any back problems out there, then you begin to believe. Touch the backs, Lord. All the pains must go. A little faith here and there, and that light will go right to it. Woo! Now, move your back around. How do you feel? Do you get to feel all that? Feel good now?
My eyes, Lord, will strengthen them.
Strengthen his eyes, Lord, right now. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Tired eyes. Okay, praise the Lord.
Brother Frisbee, I just have to tell you that you've just done so much. The Lord's worked through you in so many ways in my family through the years, and so many miracles. I almost feel ashamed after a sermon like this morning that I ever even have any fears about anything anymore. But somehow through the things that happen to us each day and the pressures and everything, things kind of build up. And I've been having some dizzy spells lately throughout the day, even when I'm driving and everything. And it's been kind of bothersome to me, and some problems and some pain in my left hip. And I also have a personal request that's been weighing heavy on me. I just need an overhaul, I guess, on everything.
All right. Amen. Well, you've been a great help here singing, too. She's a great singer, those girls are, both of them. Hey, praise the Lord. Great. Now, Lord Jesus, I command the pains from the side. Put the muscle back together, Lord, or whatever's causing it right now. Move all over her body. Give her strength and power to go through these things, Lord, and courage right now. Loosen. Woo! Jesus, huh? Jesus, amen. You get to feel all that? Give the Lord a hand clap. Thank you, Jesus. It's really great.
He's got a rash on his face or an allergy or something. It's, see it all over right there.
Okay. Yeah, little baby rash. Lord, touch his face right now. Touch this little baby right now with thy power in the name of the Lord Jesus. And let it come upon the child. Heal and wipe it all away in Jesus' name. And touch her and strengthen her, Lord, in the name of Jesus. How many of you feel good in that audience? Well, I tell you what. She has this little baby up here. And all of you's got little babies, and there's a little something wrong with them sometimes. And we'll pray, especially when the weather patterns are changing. Lord, the little babies in this audience, and even the little children, touch all the little children tonight, Lord. Work a miracle of whatever is bothering them. Touch and heal. Because Jesus said, bring the little children to me. So we do it in prayer here. Give the Lord a hand clap. Amen. Praise God. Hey! Ray! Let's go! Whoa! Come on down! Whoa! Come on out! We got now! I feel him now! You have what you asked for!